Chapter 6 American Spooks. Ghosts, spooks, poltergeists, and phantoms are part of America's past and present. Halloween is the festivity of ghosts and the supernatural, and as you know, it is celebrated on October 31st. The Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California, is the spookiest American monument to ghosts. It is a famous tourist attraction, and people say that mysterious spooks live there. Sarah Winchester was part of the rich Winchester family. The family made Winchester rifles in the 1800s. During the 19th century, these rifles killed many people. When Sarah Winchester's husband and baby daughter died, she was very unhappy. Strange things were happening to her. She went to a psychic expert and asked for help. The expert told her,
"The spirits of the people killed by a Winchester rifle are angry with you. They want revenge."
"What can I do?" Mrs. Winchester asked. The expert answered,
"The spirits want you to build a big home for them. You must follow all their instructions, and you cannot rest. You must work 7 days a week."
Mrs. Winchester bought a house in the country. For 38 years, she built a home for ghosts. She and the workmen worked 7 days a week. She lived in the haunted house, and every evening, she wore a long blue dress and had dinner and secret meetings with the ghosts. They gave her instructions for building the strange house. Every night, she slept in a different bedroom. Today, the Winchester Mystery House has 160 rooms and is similar to a maze. There are stairs that go nowhere, doors that open onto walls, and a window in the floor. 13 was a favorite number of the ghosts because there are 13 bathrooms and all the stairs have 13 steps. Nathaniel Hawthorne was born in Salem, Massachusetts in 1804. He was a famous American writer. His grandfather was a judge at the Salem witch hangings. He was very interested in ghosts, evil spirits, and demons. Every evening after work, Hawthorne went to the Athenaeum Library to read the newspaper. Reverend Harris went to the Athenaeum Library, too. He was an old minister of the church. Hawthorne saw Reverend Harris every evening for many years, but they were not friends. One evening, a friend of Hawthorne said,
"Reverend Harris died last week."
"What? Are you sure?"
Hawthorne asked.
"Yes, of course."
His friend answered and went away.
"How is that possible? I saw Reverend Harris at the library this evening and all last week,"
Hawthorne thought. For many weeks, Hawthorne saw Reverend Harris at the library. He sat in his usual chair and read the newspaper. But the other people at the library could not see him. Hawthorne said nothing to the others. He was afraid to talk to the ghost. He was also afraid to touch it. After about a month, the ghost started looking at him.
"Why is Reverend Harris's ghost looking at me? Perhaps he wants to say something,"
Hawthorne thought. He was confused. He saw the ghost and did not know what to do. One evening, he went to the library, and Reverend Harris's chair was empty. Hawthorne never saw the ghost again. For years, he thought,
"Why did I see Reverend Harris's ghost? Why didn't the other people see him?"
Hawthorne thought about Reverend Harris's ghost for a long time, but he was never able to solve the mystery. The White House in Washington, D.C. is also a haunted house. The ghosts of assassinated American presidents haunt it. Abraham Lincoln's ghost is the most famous. Lincoln was president of the United States during the American Civil War. Many Americans loved him, but he had dangerous enemies, too. He stopped slavery in America, but the Southern states did not agree with this. On the 5th of April, 1865, Abraham Lincoln had a very bad dream. He was at the White House, and he heard people crying in the next room. He got up and went to the East Room. He saw a coffin in the middle of the room. Many people walked by the coffin.
"Who is inside the coffin?"
he asked a man.
"The President of the United States, sir. An assassin killed him."
"What?"
said Lincoln. He looked inside the coffin and saw his own body. He was dead. He suddenly woke up. He was very scared about this dream. He told his wife and friends. On the 15th of April, 1865, Lincoln and his wife went to the theater. He wanted to relax after a long day. At the end of the performance, John Wilkes Booth shot the president in the back of the head. The president of the United States was dead. Was Lincoln's dream a coincidence, or did he have supernatural powers? In the 1920s, President Coolidge's wife saw Lincoln's face at the window of the Oval Office. He was very sad. In the 1930s, Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands was a guest at the White House. One evening, she heard a knock at the door. She opened it and saw Lincoln's ghost. He looked at her and then walked away. In the 1980s, President Reagan's daughter saw Lincoln's ghost, too. Today, people at the White House still see his ghost in the East Room, in the Oval Office, and in the halls.